Looking back over the past year and beyond to the anxieties aroused by 9/11, the war on terror, and color-coded alerts, Weekend Edition essayist Julie Hauserman yearns for a time when international crises seem to be spurred more by hype than by harm.
Remember Y2K? Looking back, it seems like such an innocent world crisis now compared to our new hyper-vigilant lifestyle. Remember all that media hype and the gallons of water and canned beans that people were squirreling away in the basement? All in case the financial system went into chaos at the stroke of midnight on New Year's Eve. We didn't know it then, but Y2K was the beginning of the new American age of alert preparedness. It was the first big, scary, looming thing to come along in quite a while. Well, that's if you don't count all the TV news magazines that serve up a new threat every week. When Y2K came along, we still had a solid treaty to prevent nuclear buildup, and duck and cover films were campy larks shown in art house movies. Back then, we were saved from world crisis by nerdy IT computer techs clicking away in cubicles. Who will save us now? This New Year's, we live in a world where the pop culture trend of cocooning morphed into safe rooms with plastic sheeting and duct tape. A world where you have to explain to your kids why there are pictures of scary weapons at the airport on your way to grandma's house for the holidays. A world where your insurance company sends you a notice saying that it won't cover damage to your car in the event of a nuclear attack. Who will save us? So many of the security measures in our new world have turned out to be, well, what can you say? What does it say about security when a group of illegal immigrants is discovered dead in a truck after it crosses the official border checkpoint from Mexico? A guy gets on an airplane in the middle of all this security with bombs in his shoes, and no one notices until he tries to give himself a hot foot. You put a Swiss Army knife in your carry-on. Sometimes you get through, sometimes you don't. Our societal watchdog, the press, was distracted when the real news came down. Who was watching Enron? Who was watching NASA? We try not to think about what might be behind all the other bylines we read when we find out that one of them, Jason Blair, was a load of crock, even at one of the best newspapers you can buy. Our safe money's an illusion. It turns out that our laws don't prevent big companies from lying to investors. And how are you supposed to proceed in the face of that? Think of all the cocktail party talk about Enron, the fawning business magazine profiles, the way people swallowed the illusion. It makes you think about the lies you might be swallowing now. You almost wish for something as clinical and as logical as Y2K. A worldwide computer crash? How quaint.
Julie Hauserman lives in Florida.